Hi everyone, welcome to this edition of IVMA's Vet Chat. I'm Lisa Purius, Executive Director of the IVMA, and it's my pleasure to be here with you. Vet Chat works to offer our listeners a sampling of the issues, opportunities, and people impacting veterinary medicine. Today's topic explores the value and purpose of insights training. What is insights and how can it make a difference in your practice culture? So our guest today is my dear friend, Dr. Heidi Hulon. Heidi is the well-being consulting veterinarian for Elanco Animal Health. She has delivered insights training to hundreds of veterinarians, students, and veterinary teams and has, in quotes, great insights, ha ha ha, on how we can better communicate, how we can improve our communication strategies with our teams. I've had the pleasure of delivering insights with Heidi, and it's always a lot of fun, and I continue to learn something from her every time. So I'll stop talking. Heidi, welcome. Oh,
thank you. Hi.
Hi. Great to have you here.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Let's start with introducing yourself. Tell us your background, your pathway in veterinary medicine as we sit here today.
Oh my gosh, the pathway. It's a very... seems like a long and winding road to get where I am. Maybe some unexpected exits, as probably most veterinarians have in their career. I always say I'm the poster child for what you can do with your DVM degree. So I started out, I graduated from Auburn University, so War Eagle, for both undergrad and veterinary school. And when I graduated, I was young and single, wanted to go somewhere exotic. And so I joke, I say, I read this brochure and I went to Lubbock, Texas, which is neither of those things, exotic. But it was a great practice. It was a 2 hospitals, small animal surgical practice, learned a great deal, was there for a year, moved to Memphis, Tennessee, small animal practice, and then moved to Louisville, Kentucky, where I was there for about 20 years as part owner. In a small animal practice, I also did shelter medicine for off and on 20 years, which is a big, huge passion of mine. A lot of spay-neuter work. I was department chair for a veterinary technician program, so I very much appreciate and support the work that our technicians do. We need to utilize them better. Yep. Relief work. I still try to do relief work if I'm ever home long enough. Yeah. And then I've been in industry, both on 2 sides, one with Hills, and then I've been with Elanco for almost 13 years. And for the past almost 4 years now, I have been the well-being consulting veterinarian.
Great. Well, that kind of rolls into, I was going to have you talk about your role at Elanco and how insights fits into that. However, I want to make a comment first, and I say this all the time with veterinarians, your veterinary degree provides you the opportunity to do so many different unique things. And
absolutely.
I think you demonstrate that with your journey in veterinary medicine. And I don't ever want to lose sight of that nugget for anybody who's listening that thinks, oh, I'm stuck doing what I'm doing, if you want to think about doing something else.
100%. I say the D stands for diversified. I mean, we are given, you know, the knowledge, you develop the skills that you can, if you can imagine it, you can become it, which is exactly what I did with my current role.
Yeah.
I saw a need, I was asked for help in, you know, the area of well-being, and timing is everything. And this was like December 2019, and I had this idea, and, you know, we'll stop there, and we know what happened after that. But that's exactly it, is that we have the ability to grow and to adapt, and insights fits into that.
Yeah. So tell us what you do in your role with Elanco.
So my role at Elanco is I am focused on pretty much all things related to wellness. Mm-hmm. So talk about empathetic exhaustion or compassion fatigue, resiliency, mental health has become a big part of that. But it's also not just looking at the negative part or the issues in veterinary medicine, but trying to develop the individual. So communication skills and insights, the personality training is a huge aspect of that, which you've seen the benefit of.
Yep.
And I've been doing that for 7 years now. Mm-hmm. And it started as a resource for Power of 10 that I went and got certified so I could deliver this to Power of 10 groups across the country. And it's kind of morphed into where I now deliver it internally with Elanco, but also to other veterinary groups because of the impact that it has.
So explains what Discovery Insights is. the process, what the basics of it.
So insides has nothing to do with veterinary medicine, and that's probably a good thing because, as you know, we have to look outside our own profession to find answers to what's going on with our people.
Yeah.
But it is a kind of like Myers-Briggs, those sorts of things. It's a personality development program, and what's unique about insights, because I've done probably all of them, is that it really gives you unique insight, again, no pun intended, into yourself first, because we have to be able to understand, who am I, why do I say and do, think the things that I do, be confident in ourselves so that we can learn from and adapt to others. And let's be honest, we are a people profession. Yep. I know people listening to this go, say it ain't so. Sorry, it is so.
Yeah.
And we get very little communication training. And I know that that's one of the most significant contributing factors to stress in our job is the communication part of our job.
Yep. Communication with a client, communication with a team member.
Absolutely.
You know, we deliver insights to the first-year students at Purdue every year. And the first thing we tell them is, you're going to get great training on the medicine, but that animal, the leash is connected to a human being, and you do have to interact with that human being.
Yeah.
Right? And that's kind of becomes the basis of understanding why we do this and why we have incorporated it into veterinary medicine.
Yeah, nobody cares how much you know until they know how
much
you care.
Exactly.
If you can't communicate that, it doesn't matter. And adherence, compliance, it all goes down. And, you know, you get so frustrated, you look at a person, you go, oh, this person's difficult, instead of saying, this is a person in a difficult situation.
Yeah.
This is someone worried about their pet. And remember, they came to see you for help, for hope that you can fix that. And that gives you that opportunity to do your job, to be good at what you're good at.
So how do you deliver that message, right? The treatment plan, the cost, whatever the case may be, bad news, good news in that situation.
Absolutely.
Is the key nugget, I think, in going through the insights training and learning how to do that. So tell us how you have found it useful with veterinary teams, either veterinary staff, industry, you know, the various audiences you have presented to.
What's... Yeah, a lot of different ways. So one, being a veterinarian myself, and I can't say resembling every one of these comments, is that we are a profession of highly empathetic people. I mean, we really are. And I see that in insight. So I have tracked this over 7 years, and I can tell you that our lead color, and insights is about color energies, and there's four of them, of which we all have, and you know, and because you're this as well, is earth green, which is that empathetic, compassionate, caring, loyal energy, and it's very much rooted in our values and our core beliefs, and that's why we go into veterinary medicine, is wanting to help people, and we are wired because of our empathy, and there's a gene for empathy. I was just reading a study about that, and people that go into animal fields have this gene that releases oxytocin at even higher levels than other people do. So we're wired to care for and about not just people, but animals.
That animal,
And so that drives us into the profession, but we never do anything to protect ourselves with that strength. And insights, one, gives you that awareness that this is a strength. How do we keep it a strength? The other big energy that we use in veterinary medicine is our cool blue, our analytical side. We're chosen for that. We're trained for that. That's our medical knowledge.
Our science.
Technical expertise that, again, we're at a CE conference. We get that throughout our career. So we're very, very good at that. But it's understanding and enabling that empathy for ourselves, protecting it, and utilizing it as a skill. And so when I go into hospitals, one, it's understanding that we need all color energies to be, I say, as diverse, but as successful as possible, because each of those color energies brings something unique, a certain characteristic, a skill that can be applied at the veterinary hospital. And so try to utilize that to bring cohesiveness instead of chaos in clinics, where so many clinics now are understaffed, under-resourced, and it's very easy to see the negative side of people than it is the positive, and what's the benefit of having these color energies. So that's a big part of that, but also just that understanding of it's okay to be empathetic. In fact, empathy leads to compassion, and compassion is our job description. But when we overextend ourselves on that, we lose that ability to be as competent as we want, to be as confident as we want. And as veterinarians, we tend to be perfectionists. We have that overdeveloped sense of responsibility. Mm-hmm. So we take everything to the extreme, wanting to care for others. And that results in we forget to care about ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. I have found the epiphany when I've gone into myself and have done insights training into a veterinary clinic is when the team members understand what their primary color preference is and then how you can leverage the positives of each one of those color preferences in the workplace, it becomes, you know, it really can impact the culture. So
absolutely.
If you have a sunshine yellow preference, mm-hmm. who's the outgoing, right? That is going to be probably the person that's at the front desk or answers the phone.
Yes.
Or it's like, and that is like the perfect place for dealing with the client, the customers, you know, delivering good customer service. And, you know, then you've got those that prefer that fiery red, right? The
yes.
emergency comes in and somebody's taking charge and it's going to be that fiery red, get it done, right? And I think a lot of times when the clinics understand, not to hijack the conversation here, but when the clinics understand how to leverage their own teammates mm-hmm. within the clinic, it becomes really impactful.
Spot on. That creates great culture. That's
yeah.
supporting everyone.
Yep.
Everyone feels like they're contributing. They've got value. And then that also leads to another great point is that helps you identify and work with your clients because they also have their own unique personalities.
Yes.
And
you know, how do you communicate with them?
Yes.
Yeah. How do they want the news delivered?
We all gone in and say, oh, I only want to see Dr. So-and-so. And you're like, why? But there is something to that. There's that connection
yep.
between those personalities.
Yep, yep. We probably have glazed over this, but what do you think are the most important takeaways from Insights training?
Ooh, that's a good one. So many. One is understanding your own strengths.
Mm.
I love when we do Insights workshops together, we always ask the first question is, who am I?
Uh-huh.
And it's a very, very difficult question for us to answer, especially when we don't give any guardrails to say, who are you in practice or who you are in general. It's hard to think about ourselves, especially in a positive way, because we're more wired for negative.
Yep.
But to truly embrace who you are, identify your strengths, and find ways to apply them at work that gives you more fulfillment. And we also talk about in Insights that potential weaknesses are when we either overuse our strengths or we underuse them, and then we feel unfulfilled, and that overextension can be over the top, and that might be how other people view us in a negative way. So being able to kind of get back on track with our strengths is a big one. And then communication is a huge part of Insights, is understanding communication styles of others, because how I say and present myself is my own unique color, but how you might hear it and receive it is your own unique color. So being able to say, not be colorblind, but to see beyond our own color, our own lens,
yep.
perspective,
yep. Yep.
really helps us
yep.
in the delivery of information.
Yeah. You also mentioned too, like how we present ourselves at work is not always how we present ourselves
yeah.
at home. And for me, that's another big takeaway, I think, mm-hmm. from the Insights training is, I really do probably act one way at work and another way at home. And that's okay. And that's part of who we are.
It is, because who we are, you know, who we're expected to be, who we want to be,
yeah.
changes over time.
Yeah.
So when you're a new graduate and you're just like, wait, I'm the doctor, right? I'm supposed to know this stuff. Your confidence, who you are, is going to change from what, you know, 20 years down the road when you're now the owner.
Sure.
So the responsibilities, how you view yourself, your own skill set mm-hmm. probably has changed. And so that shift from just who I am, you know, hanging out on the couch, having a conversation to, hello,
yeah.
I'm Dr.
I'm
Huma.
Doctor, yeah.
In the
yeah.
exam room, there is
yep.
A shift. Now,
yep.
some people, what you see is what you get,
yeah.
but it's understanding what energies you are using more of or holding back on to fit that perceived role. Why do you think you have to be this way?
Yeah.
And sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes we put, again, undue expectations on ourselves that can be draining.
And we could talk about this for hours.
Oh, yeah.
We could drill down even more. But I think the other takeaway from this, from the Insights, is when you have to use color preferences that are not your preference,
mm-hmm.
that takes energy.
Yes.
And I think recognizing how we recharge ourselves as an introvert, like I need alone time.
Yes.
Extrovert, I need to be with people. I think that's another big takeaway. I mean, we could go on and on and on, but I think that's really important in the veterinary space. Would you agree?
I would agree, because we tend to be a profession of introverts.
Yes.
And another point to that is we have to use all those colors every single
day. Yep.
Every exam room that you go in, there's somebody in that room that probably has a different color energy. So whether you have to go in and be very analytical and straightforward about a diagnosis, or you have to run in the back and, you know, your dental's crashing and say that, mm-hmm. and then you have to go into, oh my God, you know, it's the puppy visit and get excited.
Yep.
And then, of course, so much of what we do is, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You know, it's a euthanasia, or it's that sick pet. Mm-hmm. And room to room to room, day after day, you're up, you're down, you're feeling, you're thinking. It is exhausting, because we don't get trained in that. And we don't, in between, you know, I say in between those appointments, we don't reset ourselves.
Yeah.
That introvert, that extrovert, even just self-care. We don't practice that, which is a huge part, and it does tie into insights, of just resetting yourself to back to your normal state, so that when you go in, you're able to adapt.
Yep.
Because when we just run, which a lot of us do in veterinary medicine, we wonder why we're exhausted at the end of the day. And then when we go home, it's not the best version of ourselves that you take home.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, we'll park all of the analytical insights conversation there. We could go on and on. You have delivered and worked with Power of 10 programs all over the country and have delivered insights. What has been impactful about doing this in P10s around the country, and certainly in Indiana, which we've done every year?
Oh my gosh, we could talk about that for hours.
I know.
That actually get me choked up. Uh-huh. It has been, I don't even know if there are words for that. For me, it's, wow. To be able to deliver the information that really does change lives.
Yeah.
I have gone into some Power of 10s, and I've been doing this for 7 years now, where there are young veterinarians sitting in this group, and they're like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
This is not what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
They're on the verge of, again, leaving this profession. They're already in tears. And I say, whoa, whoa, whoa. And going through insights, it gives them that eye-opening perception to say, wow, okay. And to see them, a lot of them, the next year as a facilitator, and they've made those changes, and they are now exhilarated and excited about the profession again, that's what this program is about. It's about really keeping that fire burning, that passion, lighting the way for us in this profession, because so many of us are burning out. It really is extraordinary to do this. I just delivered training last week to a group, and you know, the feedback you get is, wow. I mean, that,
you see these light bulbs go
off. And they can take this information back, so it's not just beneficial to them, but it goes back to what we started with. Mm-hmm. They take this back and they implement this in their culture.
Yeah.
You know, and I always have at least one, which I did. They're like, hey, come back and deliver this to my clinic.
Yeah.
We need this to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the thing, is it's that it goes beyond that technical training, but really it goes to the heart of that person, of, you know, that professional. And that ends up helping the practice, but the overall profession
as well. The ripple effects of all of that.
Oh, it's huge.
It's huge, yeah. Well, we could do another whole podcast on that, but I will leave that there. Okay, so what's the call to action here for our listeners? What's the takeaway?
Oh, the takeaway is, I'm going to say, believe in yourself. You know, as veterinarians, we are very, very skilled people, but not just the technical side. We all have our own talents, care, compassion, empathy. That is a talent, you know, it's a skill set we can deliver. So don't be afraid of that. But if I have to say one thing, I would say self-care, practice that ethical imperative of self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And self-development is a part of that. Learn to improve yourself, have that growth mindset.
Lifelong learning.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And insights is a great way. And so you go to clinics and deliver insights. So utilize you as a resource. You know, reach out to us, you know, when we offer insights trainings, you know, at different opportunities. I would love to do this at a conference, you know, and kind of like a wet lab.
Yeah, yeah.
And because it's not just for the veterinarians, but for the whole veterinary staff would be tremendous.
Yep.
And I just say, take pleasure in what we do. I mean, we are truly, truly honored and blessed to be a part of this profession. And so we should look at it that way. I know there's a lot of things that can weigh us down, but there's a lot of things that can lift us up in this profession as well.
Yeah. And certainly insights, offering it is one of them.
Yes.
thank you, Heidi, for your time.
I know
we could sit here and talk for hours. If anybody listening is interested in the Insights program, just contact me at the IVMA office and I can connect you with Heidi and with the resources I have available as well. So with that, thanks for listening and have a great day.